Ladies and gentlemen, here's an interesting man we're going to talk to. It's Tim Morgan. We're going to talk about a foundation. We're going to talk about a book. But the first question I've got to ask him after saying good evening. Good evening, Tim.
Hello there. Good evening,
Peter. No relation to Steve Morgan, Red Row.
No. None that I know of.
What a great opening. I like that. Right. Serious subject. You've written a book, which is fascinating, and you've written a book for a reason. Tell us, first of all, who you are.
Well, my name's Tim Morgan, and I'm an optician out in the real world there. But also, I'm a trustee of a charity that was set up just a couple of years ago. And that's why we're speaking tonight, really. We've released a children's book, that I've written.
Have you ever written a book before?
I haven't. Well, no, only, stories of the children, things like that, but never something for other people.
So how did that come about, writing the book?
Well, I wanted to do something positive and from being inspired by Isabel, my goddaughter, mm-hmm. who was very ill a couple of years ago, and was the reason the charity itself was formed. And she went. She was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Became very ill and went through a lot of treatment, majority of which was at Alder Hey.
How old was she?
She's only 2 years old. And so very sort of shocking, sudden diagnosis that of the kind that you wouldn't expect, of course. Oh. So she had a huge amount of treatment. And we saw along the way that the NHS treatment, as we know, is absolutely stunning. The diagnostics, the treatments, the chemotherapies, the radiotherapies, the stem cell research that she's benefited from. But along the journey that so many families go on like this, there's all sorts of other things that happen, like needing support of accommodation and social clubs and dance classes and things like that become impossible for children who are immunocompromised and away at appointments and things like this. And so that was one of the main reasons we wanted to start up a charity, was to raise funds and enable children to have other opportunities and be supported by so many good other organisations, additional really to the NHS service that we see.
So the charity is about helping others, but in her name.
Well, yes, yeah, that's it. So Izzy herself, she's doing really well now. She's cancer-free and she's started school. There's still some effects of all the treatment that she's been mm-hmm. through that we'll see. But she's doing great herself. So she doesn't benefit directly at all from the charity, but it is in her name, the Izzy Lottie Foundation.
How old is she now?
She's 4 years old now.
She's been to hell and back, hasn't she?
Absolutely. A huge number. Huge number of treatments, as the chemotherapies and radiotherapies. She's had to relearn to walk and to swallow and talk, and all these things, that you expect to learn to do one time.
Yeah.
We've had to see Izzy do it a second time. So, the charity supports in her name, as you say, a lasting thing that we hope that she'll grow and be proud of.
I've got to ask because, sorry I interrupted you. I've got to ask because many people will be listening. I mean, it's late night radio attracts people that will deal and relate to what you're saying. How has the family coped with it, and how has Izzy coped with it?
Well, they've done remarkably well. They're a fantastic family. Her dad is actually my very oldest friend, and their family, they're very fortunate in the position that they have a close and strong family who have been able to support each other. But it has a huge impact. You have to seriously consider your job and rearranging retirement plans for grandparents and things like this, far-reaching effects. Mm. It's a huge the ripples of one diagnosis affect the whole family and circle of friends a long way, and a lot of people, as you say, will be aware of that. go through similar things themselves.
I say this with respect. Is he a normal child, as in because of all this pain she's gone through, has it affected her?
She's absolutely fantastic. She smiles all the time.
Wow.
And, she's settling in really well at school, making new friends. And, she's been through a lot of challenges. Yeah. But she's wonderfully engaged and a sociable child now. Yeah.
I'm talking to Tim Morgan, who's written a book called The Curious Rainbow, and we've just found out why he's written the book. Tell me how the charity started. Whose idea was it?
Well, it was mainly from her parents, who benefited from so many different organisations, additional to the NHS, direct sort of treatment. And they thought, well, it'd be really good. You know, we've benefited so much. Let's form a foundation that raises enough money to pay these people back to help them support others in a similar position. Now, it's grown and grown and grown into more than this. It grew from her parents and some close friends and extended family. But now it's a real national thing.
Can I ask how people can find out more about the charity?
Yeah, of course. The website is the Isabel Lottie Foundation.org. So the Isabel Lottie Foundation.org. Or searching for it on Facebook, the Isabel Lottie Foundation, or searching for the book. There'll be links there, so that'll be The Curious Rainbow.
Right, where did the idea come from for the book? Were you sitting with a glass of wine one night? Or?
No, not at all. It was very... very sort of pertinent moment in Isabel's recovery. She loved painting all the way through. And all the way through the treatment, she painted and painted and painted, but only painted in browns and greys and blacks. And we're told that this is actually very common for children going through such harrowing treatment, such isolated, aggressive treatment, really. And one day, parents... turned to and saw that she'd drawn and coloured in a colourful rainbow again. And it was a sort of a moment where, the real symbolic and the imagery was lovely of we saying, well, maybe the worst of it is over now. And I wanted to tell that story, so I've tried a number of different ways and eventually stumbled across a story which I thought told it quite simply in a way that children could enjoy.
Do you know that picture you just painted really upset me?
Yeah, it's really.
It's
amazing.
Just one day. You see these dark colours, and one day you know she's not told you she's getting better. She's painted it.
That's it.
Oh,
that's it. And at that time, the communication was very difficult.
Yeah,
through all sorts of reasons, but this was.
Because that's another problem, Tim. For people who love a child and to watch a child that can't speak and can't tell you what she's going through because she's so young.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that the charity wants to support and more going forward is the things, the expressive art classes and music classes and things to help children engage with each other and with their families at a time that can be very, very difficult.
Was it difficult to write the book?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm an optician. I shouldn't be writing a book at all. But I felt that it would be important to tell this story. As you say, it's an image that is very affecting, really. So I just wanted to get that story to as many people.
Are you pleased with the book?
Who may be interested, but also who may be going through situations.
Are you pleased with the book?
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful because the words are very, very few. As I like those sort of children's books where the words are few and you can fill in the gaps yourself, really. But the pictures are absolutely beautiful. A good friend of ours is an artist in North Wales, and she contributed all the paintings to the picture, and it looks absolutely stunning.
Now, tell me about Izzy when you suggested the book. Or did you do it as a surprise?
Complete surprise.
Oh, wow. Tell us the story.
Well, I didn't want to say, I've got this idea. I'm always a bit nervous about saying, I've got this idea. So I thought, just in case it doesn't work out, you know, I didn't know I was going to be happy with the end result until we had the end result. So we got the end result, and I just gave a copy to her parents and let them share it with Izzy. But it was a lovely, lovely.
What did they say when they saw the book?
Well, they were, you know, I think it meant a lot to them. And as I say, it wasn't something they were expecting. But they were happy with it. And if it was just them that would read it, I'd be happy with that. But they were very keen to say, well, let's use this. We can use this as a fundraiser, but also we've donated lots of copies to families who are in similar positions. And so that'll be something that you can read and think, yeah, maybe there is going to be a day when something surprising like this happens.
What did Izzy say to her godfather?
Oh, well, you know, she takes it all in her stride, really. The world's a pretty fantastic place for her, really. You know, lots of things. Say, lots of exciting things are happening to her all the time. And she's a wonderful child.
How's she going to grow up? Is she going to have problems?
A lot is unknown at the moment.
Right.
It's very early days, and she keeps beating the expectations that the doctors give us. So she keeps improving and bounding forward. Exactly how, the effects of the such aggressive treatment that she had, time will tell, really. As years go by, she's still having some, she's still got some surgeries planned, although the cancer's free. There's still a few other things planned in the immediate future. But yeah, long term, we just have to wait and see, really.
Just explain to my listeners again what happened to her.
She was diagnosed with a brain tumour when she was just 2 years old. And this is something that the charity are really keen for, is for people to realise the signs of brain tumour. Because brain tumour in children is pretty rare, but it's not so rare that it never happens. You know, so we've got to be aware that this is a potential diagnosis. She'd been treated for an ear infection for a couple of weeks with balance problems. And it was only when an optician had a look at the back of her eyes that the warning signs were there, really, that this was something more than an ear infection. And then within 24 hours, all the necessary tests had been done and the surgery had taken place.
Has she any brothers or sisters?
No, no.
So only child, that makes it even more special.
Yes, yes. Mm.
Well, I think you're a lovely human being, and I will, if I never speak to you again, I will never, ever forget this picture you've just painted of these browns and dark colours and then one day light. It just, it sums it up, doesn't it? The curious rainbow. It just sums it up.
It is, yeah. I can only imagine what that moment was like for her parents, and I say that I was there with them as much as I could be, you know, as a friend is, keeping in touch, how are things gone today, how are things gone, and as you go through that. But even then, I can't imagine the feeling when they think, well.
Tim Morgan, you're a lovely human being.
Thank you ever so much for letting us.
Oh, no, no, it's a wonderful story. Let's hope people buy the book. Now, tell them how they can get it.
Well, if you search for The Curious Rainbow, either on Facebook or on the BT, the My Donate, or Facebook, if you search for The Curious Rainbow book, then you'll see it. There'll be a little video giving you a little glimpse in, and every penny goes to the charity. There's no cost taken out at all. It all goes to help children and their families after a terrible diagnosis.
Can they buy it at any bookshops?
There's a few bookshops, yes, in Wrexham, in the Waterstones and Oriel Gallery, and also the Booker Bookshop in Oswestry,
right,
as well.
And remind everybody about the charity again, what it's all about, where the money goes.
The charity is the Isabel Lottie Foundation, so ILF, and we support children and their families following diagnosis of a brain tumour. And we also raise the awareness of regular sight tests, of knowing the brain tumour signs, and also the importance of giving blood.
Tim Morgan, thank you for talking to me.
Thanks so much for having us, Peter. Really appreciate it.